Onos dos veta. Story and grammatical commentary. Umentu diapolu, taton anthropon erga catalipondes. Diapolu means through much, in this case, through much time. So we have not through much time or not much later. Mintu, however. So however, not much later. Catalipondes is a participle, so leaving the ta erga, the tilled fields of ton anthropon. Anevesan epi ta ore. Anevesan is they went up onto the ta ore, that's the mountains. Ore is neuter plural, matching the ta. It's a contract noun. Epsilon plus alpha will yield an eta. It follows the same pattern as alethes in the neuter, alethes, in the masculine form. Que spanios ede intuncanon anthropis. Spanios is just an adverb, and they rarely already in et tucanon, that's to happen upon the dative anthropis. Pumenas de oligus eoron uta provata emenon. Eoron is the imperfect, notice the augment there, of orao. So they were seeing a few pumenas. U there is a relative pronoun, notice the rough breather and accent. If it didn't have the accent, it'd be an article, but with the accent, it's a relative pronoun. So who were enemon grazing their sheep? Eisan de dia megalon ulon. Eisan is they went. It would be they were, the imperfect of imi, they were, without that iota subscript. But with that iota subscript, it's the verb to go. So they were going through a megalon ulon. Ines polete drues eisan, ke pole late. Es there is another relative pronoun. If you see a second or first declension adjective ending, just hang it out by itself with a rough breather and an accent. It's a relative pronoun, so in which eisan, now without the relative pronoun, there were pole many drues, oaks, ke pole elete, pines. Trahias de yenomenes tes odu, ke u radias evrin. We start off here with a genitive absolute. Notice trahias and yenomenes are genitive as well as tes odu. So when the road, yenomenes, became rough, and then we coordinate here with ke, and u radias, again a genitive, not easy, evrin, to find. Then we're going to go on to our main clause. Omen dikeopolis is aporian kateste, agnoon ten odon. Dikeopolis kateste, stopped, isaporion, in a loss, agnoon, not knowing, the tein odon. O de Philippos anthroponidon prosionda. Then we have Philip, and he idon, that's a participle there, so seeing an anthropon, and then prosionda matches anthropon, so that's another participle. And notice that it is the verb of going. It's like onda, but with an iota in there. So approaching, coming toward, a man coming toward.
Idu, o pater, efe. Ara ora sekinon tonandra kationda prosemas?
So Philip responds here, and he asks the question, Oras, do you see akinon tonandra, that man? Kationda, there's our participle again. Notice it doesn't have an article in front of it like tonandra. So probably do you see that he is coming down to us? Although I'd sure like it to be attributive here. But that, I guess that would imply that there is more than one man. And do you see the one coming down to us here? It is adverbial. Do you see that guy since he's coming down to us or something like that?
Finita quietes ene.
Fino is to appear or to seem. So he appears ine to be a hunter. Notice kuneietes looks genitive or feminine, but that ace ending's probably following mathetes, strateotes, prophetes. All of these masculine words of the first declension in their nominative form have ace endings. Then u for their genitive, and then regular first declension endings for the rest. Ain for their accusative, and a for the dative, e for the nominative plural, etc.
Kuon gar lakina epite afto.
I always think that epite from epome is a very difficult verb. It means to follow. It always confuses me with the initial letters looking like epi, but it's actually the root, to epome, to follow. It has a rough breather on it as well, and it uses a dative as its direct object. So, okuon, for the dog, the Spartan dog, is following him.
Aru voules tese afton ke ereste iafte eodos proskorinton feri?
Vouli from vouleme, the second person singular is always difficult. E, it looks third person active, but it's really second person deponent. So do you not want to stop him? Ereste from erotao, to ask if this road, ferry, leads to Corinthon?
Ode Dikiopolis. Malis teie, Efe. Stesomen afton.
These stesomen and stese up earlier was the infinitive, aorist infinitive. Here we have stesomen, the future, from sta, right, or stay, from istimi, from stand or stop. So we will stop him, stesomen. Or actually, that omega in there is not future, it's actually a subjunctive. Let us stop him. On to the next paragraph. We are now at line 12.
Pros horundos de tu neeniu.
We start out with these genitives again, and genitive participle. So it's a genitive absolute. So after or when the young men approached,
ekuon agrios ulakti.
I love that word for bark, so ulakti there. A cue on the dog barks agrio savagely.
Ke ormate epaftus.
And rushes upon them.
Ode neanias este ke voesas. Stethi arye.
Efe.
Ke sikeson.
All right, so we have the young boy screaming at the dog here. Este, he stops, and voesas, shout after he shouts, or we could say shouting, says, Stathi, stop, Arye. Isn't this the same word as Phillips? Name is Phillips' dog? Are all the dogs named the same here? Kind of strange. And he also says, Sige son, that's the aorist imperative, to be silent.
Oun dikiopolis prosion.
You can imagine what prosion is. We have that iota in there with the own participle-looking ending. You guessed it. It's the verb of going in a participle form, so approaching.
Here o neania,
efe.
Ar isasu iafte e atrapos pros ten Corinthon feri?
So, iste is, do you know, if... Afte, if this path, ferry, leads to Corinthon?
Ode. Malista ye, ekise ferry, idu.
Ekise is actually to there. Notice the eki is there, and the se is related to east, kind of pointing toward there. So, thence, if you will.
Exestin aftein idin uperto oros ferusan.
Exesti means it is possible and takes a complementary infinitive. It is possible to do something. In this case, ithin, it is possible to see. The accusative, aftain, meaning the road, leading uperto oros, over the mountain.
Radios de, you know, sister, aftain. ton ye ermaton zemenondon.
Here we have another genitive absolute, so you will recognize it. Since or while the ermaton, the stone heaps, remember we had those way back when Xanthias was helping Dikiopolis, are signaling it, are marking the way. Now, genitive absolutes, I've read, are far more common to be temporal rather than logical. So this is kind of strange. We've seen a number of genitive absolutes here being logical cause, but I guess we'll just have to go with it.
Alla polu apechi e Corinthos.
Apechi is to have it from or to be, to have it away from. So Corinth is a long way away.
Que diu ligu nux yenesete.
The uligo is a common idiom that you've seen so far. So soon, yenesete, a future form, it will become nux.
Isos the is kindunon katastasis the monu intus orisi nucte revondes.
Katastasis the, to stand down or to fall down, fall into kindunon, into danger, perhaps you will. Monu nucte revondes, spending the night alone in tus orisi.
Eremon garondon ton oron, udeni entefxes the anthropon, ime pumeni tini.
We start out with another genitive absolute, notice those genitive plurals. So, since or while the hills are desolate, entefxes the, you will find nothing, you will happen upon nothing of men.
Ime pumeni tini,
except tini some shepherd.
Alagete posechete tusitu.
Then this is a little idiomatic. Ayete come posechete. How do you have of food? Basically, how much do you have of food? I guess that would be the genitive of quantity.
Ala minate. Dosogar, you mean lagon. Idu.
Thoso, from thithomi, notice it doesn't have that old reduplication, delta iota, so you know it's not coming from the first principal part. It has regular old stem and endings. Tho is our root, and then so is our future form. So I will give to you, logon, that's the hair. And you'll notice the form of logon is a little strange. You can think of it as an athematic noun. The root is lago. We just add our new ending, for instead of omicron new, just straight new to the end of the word. And look down in your vocabulary list. Lago with iota subscript is not dative. It's nominative plural. The iota, instead of staying on the line with omicron, has slid underneath the omega. And that's the root letter that's combined with the ending. So it's like a contract noun.
Ketafte ipon to ropalon o epitus omus efere katethikin.
Tafte ipon. Ipon is looking very present participle-ish. But remember, we have thematic aorists as well. And those in the non-indicative will look very present because they have the same theme and ending. They'll have the thematic stem theme, and they'll have their participle or infinitive ending. And so the only way to distinguish between a thematic aorist non-indicative and a present non-indicative is the root. Is there a root change? And ipon is different than legon, so this is an aorist participle. So after he said these things, the main verb there is katethikin. He put down his ropalon. And then we have a relative clause there, o, notice the accent on top of that, which he bore or was bearing on his shoulders.
Lugar theoria ectu ropalu ecremito.
We have some help with vocabulary underneath the paragraph with this sentence.
Duo, that's two theoria beasts, ecremito were hanging from the ropalu. Oen lusas to dikiopolidi paredokin, o de dexamenos, plistin harin apedokin.
This clause begins with a relative pronoun, own, with an accent and a rough breather. That's how I know it's a relative pronoun. So, of these, in Lusas, having let down one, he paredokin, he gave, and that's just aorist, not perfect, because with perfect we'd have thedokin. So, edokin, that's an augment, he gave one to Zikiopolis. O de dexamenos, plis tin hari na pedokin. Here we have another idiom, so the one having received these things, dexamenos, after he received these things, he apedokin, he gave plistin harin, gave great thanks.
O de neanias, udenestin, efe. Plis tu gar lago yignonde in tus oresin. Ego de radios ero of tus.
The young hunter has a chance to brag here. He says, it's nothing. Notice that the vocabulary tells you that largo there is nominative plural instead of omicron and iota. We see that combining with the root there to have omega, iota subscript, so it looks dative. But notice it doesn't have a circumflex. So this is actually matching plisto. So there are very many hairs in tus oresin. And I easily erro off to take them.
The notatos garimi cuneiatin. Hierete un eftuhute.
The notatos is a superlative form. I love that tatos type of ending. We have an omicron in front of the tatos instead of an omega because the root has a long vowel. They like to alternate long, short. So if the root happened to have a short vowel, we'd have an omega before the tatos, but here we have long, short. So, for I am very clever to hunt or at hunting.
Tafta dipon eporeveto katatein atrapon ude vradeos aneson.
Again, the ipon participle, so after saying these things, he left down the path. And switching subjects here, ude, and they, notice aneson has the iota subscript, so they went slowly.
Esperas de ignomenes, pumeni tini enetuchon.
Okay, we're at line 29, the third paragraph. Esperas is genitive, and so is ignomenes. So that's a genitive absolute. So when it became evening, enetuchon, they happened upon this some shepherd, or a certain shepherd.
Osta provata katatein odon elavnin.
Then we have a relative pronoun, os with the rough breather and accent. So who was elavnin, was driving ta provata down the tein odon.
Ode idon of tus prosiondas.
This sentence begins with a participle. It's not genitive, so it's not a genitive absolute. It's just, it's describing the subject, so it's nominative. So we switch subjects, ode. So the shepherd seeing them, and now we have a participle describing aftus. Prosiondas is accusative, so it's describing aftus. So seeing that they were coming toward him.
Isfovon katastas estesin aftus. Ke voesas.
Katastas is an aorist nominative participle. Notice istimi, it doesn't have that iota in there, so it's not coming from the first principal part. It's aorist. So standing in fear, he estesin, he stopped them. And we have this other nominative, aorist nominative participle, after shouting.
Tines este.
Efe.
Udiates nuctos poreveste.
So, tines este, who are you? We have u, a relative pronoun. So, poreveste, you, u, who are going through the night.
Pothen eilthete, ke puerkeste.
This is pretty straightforward. Eilthete, coming from erchomes, the aorist form. So, whence have you come? And pu, to where? Are you going?
Ode Dikiopolis prosion pandata yenomena exeiesato.
Lycioples responds. Procyon, there's a participle. Notice that on ending, but there's an iota in front of it. So there's your going verb. So Lycioples approaching. Exeyesoto, he explains, sigmatic aorist there. Pandata yenomena, all the things that have happened. Ode pumen ev menos dexamenos aftus. Another participle here, dexamenos, aorist participle. So after the shepherd received them gladly, he says,
Alapandes efe, pros diosisi patohu te xinute.
He responds with a quote from Homer. So all beggars and strangers are under the protection of Zeus. He doesn't quite get it right, but most Greeks knew large portions of Homer, and this more obligation to beggars and strangers was pervasive through ancient Greek history.
Alla nuctos eide ignomenes,
another genitive absolute, so, but while it is already becoming night.
Pareno imin monius usi. Me nucta revin intus orasin.
Our verb here, pareno, from pareneo, and it has two parts, right? From para in eneo, and that eneo has to do with a point. And so I think maybe it comes from I point out to you or I advise you with the dative, I point to you. And then we have usi there in the dative. That's a dative participle. So to you being alone, me negates the non-indicative, in this case the infinitive, not to spend the night in the mountains.
Ayete de, elthete metemu istein kaluvein.
So he calls him in, ayete, come, and we have elthete. Notice that is the same as elthete, but we don't have the augment, because now it's an imperative, not an indicative, and imperatives... Actually, any non-indicative doesn't have an augment when it's aorist. So, come with me.
In ein existin, you mean menin te nukta.
In a, now notice that a has a rough breather, your subscript. It's a dative feminine relative pronoun, modifying the hut there. That is also feminine. So, the hut in which it is possible. Meaning to remain for the night. And that's an accusative of time for the extent of the night.
Udun to stoop eumenos logus as minus dexamenu. Ipondo afto isolien tina caluvein.
The thing that makes this sentence hard is all the articles. First, we switch subjects with ude, so, and they, therefore, the un is therefore. Tus goes with logus, and nested within that is tu pumenos, so the words of the shepherd. After receiving the words of the shepherd gladly, ipondo, notice the rough breather there, that's from epome, so they follow him, into oligen tina kaluvein, into a small hut.
Ode pumen. Idu isite.
So the shepherd says, look, go in. That's our verb to go, the imperative, ite. Is, there is the prefix saying in, so go in.
Ego mentas tegas amelxo ke taprovata.
I will milk the goats and sheep. Notice they didn't do this to cows in ancient Greece. It was always sheep and goats. And we saw this earlier with Polyphemus, the Cyclops.
Eumis de taskeve katathintes, pur kafsate ke kathiziste.
Then we switch subjects, and you, katathintes, is from Tithymi. It's the thematic aorist. Actually, it's the athematic aorist. So after putting down your baggage, kafsate, start the fire and sit down. Now we get to move on to our final paragraph. We're on line 42.
Omenun Philippos pure kafsin, ode pater kathemenos epaveto ectes makras odu.
So Philip started, that's the aorist of ekafsen, the puer, which is neuter, looks the same in the nominative as well as the accusative. And the pater, sitting on a paveto, he knows the pav in there, so rested from his long journey.
Ade pumen ta proveta melxas, epanion dipnon paraskevase, sitonte ke turon ke gala.
And the shepherd, after milking, that's the aorist participle there, the sheep, epanion. Epanion is a participle. Notice the iota in there for movement, and it has the two prefixes, epi and ana. So returning, he was preparing, paraskevase, that's the imperfect. Notice the augment after par. He was preparing dipnon, and they were told what the dipnon is. Siton teke turon ka ke gala.
Ode digiopolis. Idu o file, efe. Cuneietes tis, o kataten odon in netuchamin, tonde ton lagon emin edokin.
So digiopolis responds, look, friend, some hunter. Then we have a dative relative pronoun. Notice the rough breather, circumflex, and iota subscript. And it is the object of inetuchomen, so whom we happened upon down the road. Edokin gave this logon to us.
Arun vuli optan afton epi dipno?
Vuli is difficult because it's second person deponent. So do you want to roast? That's the alpha contract verb there. It for dinner.
Ode. Malista ye. Utogar edista dipnesomen. Μετά δε το δείπνο νοπές μέλε άσετε.
Μάλιστα, yeah, certainly, δείπνεσμεν, we will dine εδίστα, most pleasantly. Notice the superlative form there, or even most sweetly. Μετά, followed by an accusative, is after, so an after dinner, the boy will sing songs.
Τονούν λαρόν οπτέσαντες. Eideos edipnesan.
And we get the fulfillment of those actions here. So, aorist participle after roasting the lagon, they dined sweetly, pleasantly.
Epita de omen Philippos mele eiden.
Then we continue to get more aorist forms of those same verbs. So, then Philip sang songs.
Ode pumen muthos elegin. Eos pandes utos ekamnon. Osta is vathun yupnon epeson.
And then the shepherd Elegin, imperfect, was saying myths or stories, eos, until they were tired. So tired. They all were so tired. Osta, that epeson, they fell yupnon into a deep sleep. Good work through this long story, 50 lines again. Keep working through it and review it. It's important that you review at this point. You can't just stop at having agreed with everything I said. You need to work through it again on your own. If you have any trouble, you can zip to right where you need to in this grammatical recording to find the answers. But it's important that you make it through, get to the point where you can make it through on your own, and even listen to the recording without commentary, just my straight reading of it, and understand it. At that point, you know you truly understand the material in this chapter, and you're ready to go on. Keep up the good work.